As our custom is, we will exhort us from the Word of God to give us bearing and inspiration on how to pray. Praise the Lord. And when you are in a ministry like this, especially for those of you who are coming here for the first time or who are hearing us for the first time, you have not just come into another Pentecostal church. No. There's a world of difference between those churches you've been attending and where you are tonight. Praise the Lord, somebody. Why did I say so? There is the blueprint that we are following, that Christians ought to follow. And that blueprint is the revealed Word of God. Did you hear me? I didn't just say the Word of God, I said the revealed Word of God. Why? The letter kill it. The Spirit, it does what? Oh my God, it gives you life. So everybody has the Bible, but not everyone has the revelation. Am I saying something? And by His grace, we are restored to the revealed Word of God. And that is why we don't join the bandwagon to do the things that they do around the Pentecostal circles. No wonder our pastor, the overseer, some time ago, preached a sermon here, anointing for sale. Praise the Lord. Because all that the big Pentecostal big shots, not just Pentecostal, even Orthodox, the Sabbatarians and the rest of them, the so-called prophets, the rest of them, all that they can see in the Word of God through the grace God has given them, some of them actually God's gift, though some are just using power of divination. But all they see is how to make money from the people, to make merchandise of God's people. The Bible says, freely you have received, freely you give. And that's why I doubt if actually their gifts and grace are from the Bible. So what are we saying? When we come here, before we pray, we always try to call people's attention on the need to line up with the word of salvation. Because what shall it profit a man if he has gained the whole world and lose his soul? Jesus said, or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? Praise the Lord. And so tonight, we're going to look at the scriptures. We'll look at the portions of the Old Testament, the times, the shadows, and then the fulfillment in the New Testament, talking about the power of God, His mighty hand to save. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The program is started way back from Moses. Is the same thing is, rounding up at this end of time. Praise God. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And if you don't mind, let's rise to our feet just for another minute or two as we take a text for exhortation before we pray. We turn to the book of Exodus. Why we stand to our feet. Exodus 15th chapter. We're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. And the Bible says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Let's also read from the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 24, two verses. Psalm 24, two verses, that is 7 and 8. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Shall we pray? Father, we give thanks for your word that has been read. Father, we are trusting that you will expound these words of yours and give us understanding to enrich our prayer lives and to make fruitful what we have come to do here tonight. Father, you said that you have not called us in vain, but you have called us to bless us. We are confident you will do that tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. And the church will say, okay, you can have your seats. Now from we're going to take the topic for tonight's exhortation from verse 8. He says, who is this King of glory? He said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We're talking about the mighty one in battle tonight. Praise the Lord, somebody. Tell your neighbor, there is one mighty in battle. Tell your neighbor, do you know that one that is mighty in battle? If you know, just answer your neighbor. If you know, answer your neighbor. Hallelujah! Amen. And when you look at where we read in Exodus, that was the song of Moses with the children of Israel. And you have to recall that before that song, something happened. Am I saying something? Something happened before that song. What happened before that song? Who remembers what happened? You forgot it. If you go back to chapter 14, the Lord crossed them through the Red Sea. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord did impossible things. Situations that no man could handle. To the point that the people were crying at the neck of Moses. Moses himself was confused. Have you come to a situation whereby you don't even know what to do? You don't know whether to go left. You don't know whether to go right. Whether to look up or down. Who has ever come through such a situation? Oh my God, many of us. Praise God. Moses was in dire straits, not because of the Red Sea, but because of the people that are trusting in him for safety and for deliverance. Because the moment I said, Moses, okay, there are no graves in Egypt, Abby. That's why you brought us out here to bury us in watery graves.
They had forgotten immediately all the plagues and the signs and wonders. Even the last one, the death of the firstborn, you see humans, they forget too easily. Praise God. I hope you are not such that forgets about the message of God too easily. Amen. And that Moses was confused. And he, in that confusion, he was crying unto the Lord. And God looked down and spoke to him. He said, Moses, why cry? Speak. I said, you will speak to that situation and it will obey you. He said, what do you have in your hand? Come on, take it. Go towards, get close to that situation. Get close to that Red Sea. Amen. And somebody, you have something that you have in your hand. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. That is the confidence of every man that is filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the rest is history. We're written for our admonition and for instruction for today. And that's what we're doing. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. And when you look at the entire episode and scenario, you discover, let's go back a little bit. You discover that Moses was a type of Jesus. Moses, a deliverer, a prophet deliverer, and Jesus was the true prophet deliverer, in the sense that Moses was typing Jesus. And that was why Moses, before he passed on, he said in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, he said, the Lord thy God shall do what? Shall raise up a prophet from among you like unto myself. Him you will hear. In all things he will tell you. He was talking about Christ in that scripture. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. And also, Moses Christ. You also see Joshua and the Holy Ghost dispensation. You see the types? Moses, Joshua, Moses, Jesus. Then, Joshua and then the Holy Ghost dispensation. Moses brought them out of Egypt, but he didn't take them into the promised land. Are you getting the point? Moses brought them out, but it is not enough to come out. You must get in. Hallelujah. As God now, but the dispensation, the time of the Holy Ghost era. Hallelujah, somebody. And then, look at the types. Just take note. And you look at Red Sea standing before the people from escaping out of Egypt. They want to escape out of Egypt. And the Red Sea became a problem. But God turned that stumbling block into a stepping stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Red Sea. And Red Sea now types the what Jesus came to do for us under grace through his blood. No wonder that sea had to be red. Because it's typing Jesus passing us from Egypt, from sin, from condemnation, into life through the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, as they left Egypt and came to the Red Sea and they crossed it, and immediately they crossed the Red Sea, every stubborn pursuer, the Pharaoh and his army, they were what? Drowned. And that is what happens to a Christian, a believer. Whenever you apply, you repent of your sins, you confess, you accept Christ as your Savior, Lord and Savior, and take the process of the water baptism in the name of Jesus, then you are now justified from all things. Every power that the enemy had against you because of sin, it is no longer there. Because every power that Pharaoh had over the children of Israel at the Red Sea, that was the end. Praise the Lord. Are you getting something? Praise the Lord, somebody. And that is... But then, after the Red Sea, then is a long history, and then Moses could not go in. Then Joshua took over. And like we said, Joshua is a type of the Holy Ghost dispensation. And Joshua, immediately he took over, he was confronted with Jordan River. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He was confronted with what? River Jordan. And how? When a Christian is justified, before you can, because River Jordan, before you can now cross over to Jericho to possess the land. Praise God. Before you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you must go through a process of sanctification. River Jordan types sanctification. Praise the Lord. Because in that estate that you are justified, you know, taking it from that justification, sanctification, Holy Ghost baptism, you have to cross that Jordan. And when they cross the Jordan, what did they meet next? The walls of Jericho. Praise the Lord. The walls of Jericho. Do you know something? The walls of the city of Jericho was walled round.